With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Two unsolved shooting events are getting a new look. Police are investigating a possible connection between the mass shooting at Brown University and the killing of an MIT professor 2 days later. The shooting at Brown took place last Saturday, killing 2 students and wounding 9 others. The attacker in that incident got away. President Trump has signed an executive order that could reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug for medicinal reasons. However, the change won't legalize recreational use.
Does it legalize marijuana in any way, shape, or form, and in no way sanctions its use as a recreational drug? It has nothing to do with it. Just as the prescription painkillers may have legitimate uses, but can also do irreversible damage.
Retired NASCAR race driver Greg Biffle, his wife, and their 2 children were among the 7 people killed today in a small plane crash in North Carolina. The aircraft went down north of Charlotte after trying to return to the airport shortly after takeoff. The 55-year-old Biffle won more than 50 NASCAR races, including 19 at the Cup Series level. Taking economic experts by surprise, consumer prices rose less than expected last month.
The Labor Department reports the consumer price index was up 2.7% in November year over year, but trending downward from the September report, which came in at 3.0 and nearer to the Fed's 2% target for inflation. The numbers leapfrogged the month of October, making this the first report on current figures since the end of the government shutdown.
That's correspondent George Williams reporting. Stocks rose after that inflation report, with the NASDAQ jumping 313 points, a 1.3% gain. This is SRN News. Abortion activists want you to watch the procedure on TV. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The annual Abortion On-Screen report finds that the number of times the procedure is depicted or as part of a storyline in mainstream television shows or on streaming platforms is down. In fact, there were 66 abortion storylines across the programming landscape in 2024, down from the year before. The Abortion On-Screen report also complains that not enough TV characters are using abortion pills. Michael Harrington reporting.
Members of the European Parliament are discussing growing anti-Christian violence and bigotry in South Asia, especially in India. An official with Alliance Defending Freedom International testified at the meeting, saying Christians in India are punished not for wrongdoing, but for simply gathering, praying, or helping their neighbors. Religious freedom advocates are urging European nations to take action. This is SRN News. Rising country star Jelly Roll has been pardoned for his criminal record.
Country musician Jelly Roll, legal name Jason DeFord, was among 33 people to receive a pardon from Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, acknowledging the award-winning Nashville native's long road back from drugs and prison. He received a non-binding recommendation from the state parole board back in April when he talked about how a pardon would make it easier for him to travel and share his message. After arrests for aggravated robbery and drug dealing when he was younger, Jelly Roll now often visits jails and rehabilitation centers to talk about second chances and has even testified before Congress. Last week, he was invited to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry, and he's received 3 2026 Grammy nominations, including Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance. I'm Jennifer King.
The average rate on a 30-year mortgage edged lower this week, staying relatively close to its low for the year. The average is 6.21%. More details at srnnews.com.